New Yorkers searched the subways and streets after the disappearance last fall of the autistic teenager Avante Oquendo. While his tragic death has faded from the headlines, WNYC's Beth Fertig says its impact still reverberates strongly in the life of the teenager's half-brother.
When Avante Oquendo went missing in October, his half-brother Danny Oquendo helped organize the search effort.
Everyone that could volunteer on the subways, everybody that can volunteer on foot.
The 26-year-old former college football player went into coach mode, working with teams of volunteers.
Anyone on subways, they're going to be with Esmeralda. Anybody in cars, you come to me.
He had last seen Avante over the summer. They were 11 years apart. Oquendo's parents had divorced when he was a toddler, and he saw his autistic half-brother whenever he would visit his father.
He definitely recognized me whenever I came around. You could see he was happy. And it was as good a relationship as it could have been growing up in another household.
And even though they weren't close by traditional standards, Oquendo took a month off from his job in Florida to help his family search for the child.
I had told my bosses in Orlando about the situation, and, you know, they understood, you know, that's my blood.
Around that time, an attorney named Gary Mayerson offered a monetary award for Avante's return.
And about 2 or 3 days later, we got a phone call, and it was Danny. He said, I'd like to come by the office and thank you personally. I said, it's not necessary. And he said, I'd still like to come up.
So they had invited me to come by their offices for lunch, and we had a great conversations about what they did for a living. And
Mayerson started his law firm almost 20 years ago to represent children with autism. He helps get them services in public schools and placements in private schools.
And I thought, wow, that's awesome. I didn't know lawyers did that. And, you know, after the sad news of Avante passing, I was reinvigorated to reapply to law school and do something that Gary's firm does.
Oquendo had taken the LSAT after graduating college in 2008, but he didn't get into a top law school and wasn't serious enough about it to take on the debt. Now he's serious. One of the schools he picked was New York Law School, which teaches special education law. When he told Mayerson in February, the attorney sprang into action.
Phone calls were made and it was said, hey, do you realize that one of the applications you're sitting on is Avante's brother and he wants to go to law school specifically so he can become a special education attorney?
This spring, Oquendo got a phone call from New York Law School offering him admission.
They looked at my file and I guess they were impressed with my credentials.
Now, it's worth noting here that Danny Oquendo has his own Wikipedia entry. He was a solid receiver at the University of Maryland, a Division I football school. He says that training helped him during the very public, stressful experience of his brother's disappearance.
I guess you don't want to say the wrong things, especially when you have 100 cameras and 100 microphones in front of you, and some news organizations are looking for something juicy. They're looking for you to slip up and say something wrong. You can't let it affect you.
Oquendo says he wants to use the law to focus on improving security in the city's public schools. His brother walked out an open door, and a safety agent said she never saw him leave the building.
You know, when bad things happen to you, which bad things do happen, they happen to everyone. You just have to be able to turn it around and turn it into something good and positive.
Oquendo starts law school this fall. Mayerson has already promised him a summer associate position in 2015. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.